Hooked on ass eating. It's like hooked on phonics, but instead of reading, it's ass eating. Let's go.
Let's go.
What is this? Amateur hour.
I'm blacker than an ace of spades and more good than you and your whole damn army put together.
Let's go.
While you out there chanting that
I can't do it. I don't know. People say let's
I'm taking out any money fucking sucker on a humble that gets in my way. So I'll tell
let's
you
go.
When your so-called revolution
starts, you call. You got to do straight on.
And I'll be right down straight on your house.
You got to try to reach.
You need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now, can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first Quantimino-powered podcast live from the Daddy Juice Energy Studio in the Beaded Curtain District. Your star plays Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Ladies and gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and greasy host, Gemini Jackson, someone of the Quantimino with model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
Hey.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
I am vengeance.
Oh, joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now let's get this party started with Double X Quantimino.
Let's do it real quick. Fuck, marry, kill for Brian McFly.
Thank you.
Britney Spears, Paris Hilton, Lindsay Lohan.
Lohan.
Okay. Lowen.
Guess what?
Low
I don't even have to think about
Low
this.
And behold.
Brittany, blowing her head off.
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
Continue.
Can I just give you a quick?
She just got freed.
Now she's in the ground.
Well, now she's dead.
We're 50-50 here, guys. Let's let Brian finish, and then we can go around the room.
Okay, so the thing is, with Brittany, if I want to see her naked and jerk off to her, I can just go to her Instagram. She's giving that shit away, dude. She's not even monetizing her.
I think
her.
Brian is just miffed that she's giving away the milk.
She's giving away the milkies, and I don't like that.
I mean, when she could clearly be monetizing it.
Yeah.
Like having an OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Britney Spears' OnlyFans? How much money do you think she could make?
Guess what? It's like she undercut it, though, because she is naked every day on Instagram.
Yeah.
Completely naked.
Yeah.
So if she would have just sold it on OnlyFans, I would have respected that. But she's going down, dude.
Maybe she's
going
to sell fart jars.
Yeah, people might buy that.
$10,000.
Yeah, people would do that.
$10,000.
Paris? It's Britney, bitch, dude.
I know.
Paris?
I'm thinking about it.
One night in Paris, baby.
One night in Paris.
I'm fucking her.
I think you're telling me you're hitching your wagon to Lindsay Lohan.
Listen, okay, look, when I was in rehab.
Maybe, yeah, I'm going to say maybe the craziest of the three.
When I was in rehab. When I was in rehab in Newport Beach, Slam City, there was a rumor, and it was a pretty valid rumor that Lindsay Lohan was going to come to the rehab that I was in.
No, yeah, she was always going to come.
Right. But she never came, but look. All that to say, if she got her act together, if she got sober, we'd be an unstoppable duo of, we'd go to AA together. We'd fucking...
Go to the grocery store.
We'd go to the grocery store. We wouldn't drink. We wouldn't have much fun in that
What
department.
Do you think about a bottle of wine tonight, honey?
It would kill.
Sober Lindsay? Sober Lindsay's just screaming her head off at that.
Like in, when laughter?
Inside of her brain.
Like sad?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but after a while, dude, after she, you know, got off the sauce for about 2 years, she'd kind of level
Batman.
Out.
Wishful thinking,
year,
Brian.
Year three, dude. Year three, Lindsay. Anyways,
sophomore effort, Lindsay Lohan.
Also, she's got some big fat titties, and they're kind of freckly, which reminds me of my mom. All right, let's go.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Let's go! Let's go!
Burrito, do you agree with his answers?
Especially the mom part.
I'm going to flip Paris and Lindsay.
You're
going to marry Paris?
You know,
yeah.
I'm
Come on.
Probably also
she
marrying
seems
Paris.
The most,
y'all want
yeah,
a bimbo.
I think she's the most normal.
No, I think she's really smart.
You think she's
smart?
Has
a lot of money.
Are we talking about Paris?
She got money.
Yeah. I think she got Hilton money. I think she got Hilton points. What do you think?
I think Lindsay Lohan is smarter than Paris.
I'm marrying...
Yeah,
no,
I can
you're
stay
incorrect.
Anywhere in the world for free.
You can stay in Paris.
Oh, yeah.
See?
No.
With Paris.
Burrito.
You can stay in Paris with Paris in Paris.
Free first class hotel stays.
You could say in Paris in Paris.
In Paris.
In Paris.
And if you brought a bro, you'd be in pairs. In Paris, in Paris, in Paris. And you might
I'm
be embarrassed.
Put Britney out of her misery.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, RIP, Britney. We love you, but.
So we have two kills for Britney?
Shit, I'm not killing Britney?
Hope you enjoyed the freedom for a little while. Now you're shackled to death.
Why am I killing Britney?
I don't know.
Why are you killing Britney?
I think I am killing Britney.
What?
Of the three.
She's.
I'm marrying Paris.
So there's two for Paris, one for Lindsay.
I mean, and, fucking Lindsay is not a bad choice.
And are we talking modern day or at the height right now. Of their like craziness? No.
Right now.
All yeah. of them right now.
Right okay. now.
Right now, right now.
So me and you, Gemini, got the same answer.
Yeah, we're going to be in pairs. In pairs.
Eskimo brothers.
Yeah.
In pairs.
That's why we're friends, man.
If you kill
friends.
The same bitch, are you Eskimo brothers or what?
I don't think you can kill the same bitch. You can yeah, kill no. her together.
If you plan it correctly.
Or in I the quantumino.
Oh, I see.
In like a quantum sense, you could kill the sure. same one, like Schrodinger style.
Quantum leap.
Schrodinger. There's an entire kill universe. Or kill. There's an entire universe with death tourism.
Uh-huh.
Where people go to that universe just to kill the person they hate in their own
nice,
universe.
Dude.
What do you think?
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's like a Twilight Zone episode. There.
It's harmless.
Mostly.
Yeah, what do you think?
In our universe.
What do you think?
It's a good idea.
It's not bad.
What, Arthur, are you going to chime in or are you just going to be a little bitch? Just kidding. I didn't mean to call you that.
It's fine.
I'm just kind of jacked up.
I'm on the Mary Paris train here. Okay.
It's making a lot of sense.
She's really made a 180 currently.
Yeah, she has.
She's like a business mogul.
She came out about her parents going to that abuse school.
What?
Her parents went sent her to that boarding school where they abused her.
Oh, cool.
Then she made a porno.
And she made a porno.
One night in.
None of the others have.
No, you're right. Well, Brittany does every single day on Instagram.
But she didn't get paid. I guess neither did Paris.
Yeah, well, she did. I think it was. Well, she didn't need the money, but she
it
did.
Got
get,
leaked.
She did get a career from that. She yeah. didn't need it, but
she got a show.
She got a show.
I'm on Fuck Britney and Kill Lindsay. Lindsay, because she's boring to me.
Yeah,
that's where I'm
really?
At.
Really? Yeah. She's pretty boring. All right. Those are.
Speaking of boring,
everybody hurts sometimes.
Everybody hurts sometimes.
So Everybody Hurts by R.E.M. was voted the saddest song of all time. I bring this up because R.E.M. is in Burrito's Nickel Box.
Yeah.
This song was not elected.
It was, what, Losing My Religion?
That's a good song.
Shiny Happy People.
Crazy.
End of the World. Which one was it, Burrito?
I don't remember which one it was.
Here,
I think it was Losing My Religion.
It should be this one.
Yeah. If any of them go in the Nickel Box, it is Everybody Hurts.
This song sucks ass.
It's the one I love.
Oh.
This one goes out
that one's annoying.
To the one I left
bullshit
behind.
I'm lucky I had my Nickel Box list
handy?
Ready. At handy.
I like that you have a list, man. It seems like you're prepared.
We're going to make a mix CD eventually.
Wait, no, he's going to do the Spotify list.
Yeah.
Well, both. Nickel Box.
We're going to press it on vinyl.
We're going to press all the songs that you hate on vinyl and give it to you as a present. What do you think?
Oh, that'd be awesome. It's going to be amazing. The one-off of one-offs. Burrito's Nickel Box on vinyl.
That's kind of funny.
So next up was Sinead O'Connor's Nothing Compares to You.
I like
trivia
that song.
Question, who wrote that song?
Prince.
Yes.
Third.
Eric Clapton, Tears in Heaven.
We got Treat Yourself Before You Yeet Yourself.
The original Yeet King.
He's profiteering off of yeeting his own child off of a balcony in a cocaine field. No, you fucking bitch. You yeeted me off a balcony.
Yeah.
I don't know you. I don't know you.
Was the kid even old enough to know the name of his dad? How old was the baby?
Have you ever seen Baby Geniuses?
the
documentary?
Yes. The documentary.
So babies can, just because they can't articulate it doesn't mean their mind's not working like fucking geniuses, okay?
You know, there's a scene in there that I've never forgot. Every time I put in a code on something, like when you come into the work for the office, I think about it has like a
numbers
that was like beep boop on Baby Geniuses. They memorize the
sounds
beep boop, and then they got out of the lab or wherever they were.
They did Simon,
basically. Yeah,
yeah. So,
and I think about that every single time I'm at a number pad.
What's that?
Baby Geniuses.
What does that say about you or Baby Geniuses?
The Baby Geniuses left an indelible mark on me and society.
It fundamentally changed you as a person.
Yeah.
You were changed. You were changed by the movie Baby Geniuses.
A shit ass movie.
Objectively not.
Why? It's believable though.
It changed you as a person.
Shit ass things can.
It's in your DNA technically.
It's mRNA, man.
Yeah.
You're right.
The next song is sung by a crackhead, written by the voice of an angel.
Oh my God.
Whitney Houston's I Will Always
Love
You.
Shitting on the legacy. She was a tragic character and she was very talented.
Still
smoked her kneecaps off.
Is that right?
I don't know. I heard that somewhere and I don't know what that means.
Well, does it mean you smoke so much crack and you're sucking dick for...
Oh,
you're
that's
always
good.
On your knees?
That's good.
They don't call it sucking dick. They call it waiting to exhale.
Oh my God. They call it
thanks,
when
guys.
Stella got her group.
I don't
back.
Get it. No.
She was in Waiting to Exhale.
Is that a movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Starring Whitney Houston.
Is it
shit ass?
Up to you.
Is that like baby genius level?
Okay. Yeah, I got in a lot of people's
have you ever
DNA.
Baby geniuses?
And we're not going to go like every song here.
Guys, I think we're going to own the keyword baby genius. What do you think?
Yeah, well, yeah, for 2022, I think.
Yeah.
Well, were there any on this list that stuck out to you guys?
Well, right now I'm looking at Neil Young, and guess what? You're on notice, Neil Young, for coming after King Joe, dude. Fuck you, dude. Rogies,
hey,
you're
on,
my man.
Hold on.
Are they really called Neil? Rogies?
We didn't. Are we in the podcaster union? So we got to like stand up for Rogan?
I mean, shit.
I'm the conservative on this podcast.
You blue collar?
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Rogies, if you're listening,
I don't know.
Love you, man.
Go to the GoFundMe and give us some money. Hit us up on Patreon.
For the war effort.
Yeah, against Spotify. Or no, against Neil Young.
Yeah. Pick a war.
Let's see. Coldplay Fix You. That's a...
Seems standard.
How can you mend?
And there's your favorite YouTube song.
I'm singing the...
You're singing the Bee Gees version.
Well,
we were talking about this song the other day, which is funny.
Which
maybe
one?
This is how it slipped in my
How Can You Mend a Broken Heart?
Subconscious. Yeah, Al Green's cover of How Can You Mend a Broken Heart, which was sampled on a song from Little Dicky called Ex-Boyfriend.
Okay. I like the show Dave. Yeah. First season was funny.
Brian's favorite singer, Amy Winehouse.
I do actually. That's a great song, "Back to Black," and "Rehab's" a good song. I think Amy Winehouse is also a talented crackhead.
Yes,
yeah, another drug addict, 27-year-old.
27 Club.
There's a club, yeah.
Yeah. Tony Braxton, every talent show for what 4 years straight, people would sing "Unbreak My Heart"
since the song.
You know, there's 1 year where three people sang "Unbreak My Heart."
You can't do that.
How do you judge who sang "Unbreak My Heart" the least worst?
Pick the one in rehab.
You
pick
white
the one,
kid, you're out.
The one in therapy, or the disabled one.
Boyz II Men also
the one that rides the short bus.
They covered the Yesterday from the Beatles, right? Which is also on this list.
Who? Wait,
Yesterday.
Boyz II Men.
Did they really?
All my troubles seem so
that sounds
far
bad.
Away.
The R&B version.
They did, right?
I don't think it was a single.
I don't know that
they might have. I'll believe it.
Is it a beer song? Is it a beer cover?
I mean, I know you had many Boyz II Men records.
We got the Boyz II Men super
fan.
I had
one Boyz II Men CD.
You had more than
I did.
The cover of Yesterday on it. You had one more than all of us.
You had infinity more Boyz II Men CDs than I had.
Yep.
What do you think?
Zero and ones.
I bet it was an a cappella Yesterday.
Yeah.
What makes you think of that?
Because they play guitar.
Yeah.
No, I'm thinking of maybe It's So Hard to Say Goodbye.
That is
Yesterday.
Like worlds apart of songs.
There's a couple good songs
in what it's like when worlds collide.
There is Yesterday
a
cappella.
5,000 right there, number 30.
Boyz II Men, Yesterday a cappella.
Number 31,
different.
Everybody knows Brian loves that Gary Jules song. That he thinks is actually sung by someone else.
What's Gary Jules?
What it sounds like it's from R.E.M. Doesn't that sound like Michael Stipe? And you guys think it's Michael Stipe, right?
Yeah, it does sound like him.
Yeah, I thought it was.
It's not.
Everyone does.
Wait, what song is that?
The song from the Donnie Darko soundtrack. I'm nerding out.
Yeah, but what is it?
Mad World.
Mad World
by
Gary
Jules.
Oh, is that what that one is?
Gary Glitter.
Gary Glitter.
Gary Jules.
That song.
Who's Gary Glitter again?
You don't like R.E.M., but you like Mad World?
Yeah, I like that song.
It's crazy, man. You know what else is crazy?
Tano.
Yes. Yeah. That's
why cheerleaders in the studio right now.
Hey!
Joker.
Speaking of Sign of the
Joker,
Times.
Baby.
Speaking of the Sign of the Times.
Sign
we're
of
talking
the
about
times.
Inflation.
The end!
We're talking about the economy here.
Of the dominoes.
The saddest of songs.
$5.99 mediums.
The saddest of all songs.
It is definitely the saddest.
This is song zero.
So let me put some clarification here. The 599s are still currently available, but who knows? You know, the uncertainty. I did order from a place or a Domino's location.
Franchise
that did not have these on their national coupon menu when you selected their location.
Oh, no.
And the unfortunate thing is this was in a lower income neighborhood, too.
Jesus.
So what are they doing here?
So this is a,
we're trying to
this is a social
them.
Justice thing.
This might be a social justice
like,
angle. Yeah.
Okay.
But
like
what if
it
was the beginning of the end?
They always say it's
the
poor that suffer.
Like, it may have started in the lower-income neighborhoods, but it had spread to everywhere else.
To suburbia?
To where the $5.99 mediums.
Are you telling me it's coming up to suburbia?
It's going all over the world! It's going through the Quantimino!
No, no, no. The Quantimino will never change the price of their Domino's pizza.
It's kind of like the Booba Gets Crazy one, just throwing that out there.
Because they go, you can go to a poorer universe, and there will always be $5.99 pizza, right?
Yeah, that's how the Quantimino works.
That's
so
how the
you're saying
stay.
They started to fuck the lower income places.
Well, they
first,
brought up a different deal, which is justifiable, which is
justified
a
homicide.
Large three-topping pizza at $7.99. So you're getting an upgrade on the size of the pizza.
But
and
you do have to
topping.
Shell out a couple more bucks.
It's a couple more bucks, but maybe it's time to slow down on those mediums.
Maybe it's a couple bucks you don't have.
They have it. I promise you. If you can pay like however much gas is at this point.
Damn,
you
dude.
Got it.
Is that two episodes we're talking about the gas crisis?
I'm throwing
dude?
It out there, guys. We're all doing it. We ain't stopping. We ain't gassing it out. That's really what you got to do
filled up.
To drive this. Price down.
And it
it's
was
a
like,
gas out.
It was crazy to me because I'm thinking about this thing is holding 20 gallons.
Your car?
Yeah. That's 160 pounds of fuel.
Is that how much that weighs?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Isn't that crazy?
Does fuel weigh the same as water?
I'm assuming.
I assume
everything that's a gallon weighs 8 pounds.
I think it floats while you're driving, so it's actually weightless. So you're
shut the fuck
it's going
up.
The same speed as your car.
Yeah.
It is going the same speed as your car. Yes, it is.
And what you're
did
rolling,
you know
the weight doesn't matter.
Is that the volume of crude oil,
tell
when
us
you
about
refine it.
It,
the end product is actually more voluminous than the
really?
Crude oil.
So
yes.
You actually get a lot more.
And you're
more
not adding anything?
You're not adding anything. You're just breaking apart the bonds and
I
shit.
See.
So it actually gets
and they, there's more?
More
like space in between the bonds.
Fascinating.
So it takes up more volume.
TED Talks with Gemini Jackson.
You got to break apart your bonds, yo.
Jesus Christ.
What? What are you talking about?
You
got
to break apart your bonds.
You're a bondsman? You're a bail bondsman now?
You got to diversify your bonds, yo.
Yeah, you got to diversify your bonds. That's what I know.
Oh, okay.
Burrito, if they took away the $5.99 medium, what would you do?
I don't know.
Just think about
not eat pizza. And just think about
the
it.
The option
I haven't
is
been to Domino's for a while.
The large three topper has taken its place. You wouldn't go for that? You wouldn't just have bigger slices of pizza and less of them?
What have I been doing? I've been doing the $7.99 one.
Oh, he's already been.
He was clearly listening.
Holy shit, he's already been, man.
Yeah, he went to the dark side, dude.
He's treating
you
himself.
Know what?
So he doesn't eat himself.
They took it off.
They took it off for him.
Yeah.
He didn't even realize
deep
it.
State.
Yep.
That was like last year, though.
Holy
that was a while
shit.
Ago.
He's been in that deeper hole
holy
for a while.
Shit.
And you said nothing? They
canary,
silenced
yeah,
you?
Yeah, canary in the coal mine.
Maybe I didn't think about it because
you're rich.
I wasn't doing carry out. That's the thing.
Oh, and not
I was doing delivery.
Not only was he not doing carry out, he was getting the more expensive pizza.
Living is the $5.99 only a carry out deal?
Nope. They deliver that
can
shit.
Deliver it.
Wait, do we tip? Oh. Wait, hold on. In this whole in this brave new world, do we tip pizza guy?
Pizza guy delivering to your door?
Yeah.
It's 10%.
Yeah, you slip him cash though.
Yeah, off the books.
So the government don't know about it.
That's they're right. Very transparent about the way their like pricing works versus the DoorDash and whatnot.
No, but they charge you for delivery nowadays.
Yeah, it's been like that for like 10 years.
To me, that feels like a tip, and they can take that.
That's a service.
They can
they
take that
take
up with someone else.
Not if
you didn't let me finish.
Charged as a service.
They can take that up with someone else.
Talking about, I'm saying it's a tax.
Okay, but I am still tipping pizza delivery guys.
Yeah.
Okay. 10%.
They came to your house, man.
At least.
Really? Okay.
As much. Sometimes
I
round
from
up.
A pizza
think
guy
about
for a
rounding
long time.
Up.
I don't think I've ever ordered from a pizza guy.
Delivery?
No.
You're a pickup
only
kind
DoorDash?
Of guy, 100%.
No, I've never done DoorDash.
So how do you get your pizza?
I would
go
pick
and
it
eat
up.
It
go
at
get
the
it.
Pizza Hut.
But
that's what
I don't even
majority
do that.
Of the time.
You just take it?
I just wait for pizza parties.
Yeah. I mean, you're never too far from Friday. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, like today?
Yeah.
Today it was
if
a pizza party.
There will
pizza,
always be a pizza party.
Yeah, I ate free pizza today.
So you just like, don't pay for pizza is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Dude, our
that's,
hero.
Yeah.
Motherfucking
never pay for pizza, dude.
Never pay for
pizza.
That's king mode. You never pay for pizza.
Yeah.
That's like your slogan.
Yeah, that's right, dude.
NPP.
Damn,
NP4P.
This bachelor is going.
I'm all about that
uranium.
OPP, dude.
APP.
Other people's pizza.
Other people's pizza.
I like it.
Speaking of other people's pizza, we got a minutia moment.
What? We haven't had a minutia moment.
Are we
going to
talk about these extras?
Moment, you say?
What do we do?
Haven't had a minutia moment in
sorry.
A minute.
Sorry.
I can go minutia first. We're doing like the 2 minute clips.
Let's
here.
Buzz back on restaurant extras.
All right, restaurant
Art
extras.
News.
Speaking of sign of the times, so at some McDonald's locations, they'll charge you for like the barbecue sauces and the mustards and things like that. You know, little
they'll
dipping cups.
They'll charge you for extra?
Yeah, or just
any.
What? It comes with two and then any more that you want after that. You're going to be charged like nickels and dimes.
The sauce policy.
It's maybe like 13 cents or something like that.
They're nickeling
but,
and diming you?
Literally. And Burrito was flexing the other day that he got his signature sandwich, right?
Yeah.
And the signature sandwich does not come with tomatoes, but you can add tomatoes for an upcharge!
I'm sorry, what?
Wait, for an upcharge?
You paid extra, boy.
Did I?
Yes!
Wow, he doesn't even know.
Oh my fucking god!
Like, no, Art saw the fucking receipt and lost his damned mind.
I didn't even have to look at the receipt.
I don't even got to look at you.
Yeah, facts.
He just knows this motherfucker paying 40 cents
for pizza. Yeah. Smart man is a bourgeois motherfucker.
But they're charging like the price of a whole tomato for like a couple slices of tomato.
Of soggy tomato.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Mealy. That's been cut with like a thousand other tomatoes.
Mealy.
Yeah.
So anytime I hear the sign of the times, I remember that Target commercial.
No, I don't know which one you're talking about.
It's just a song. It's a sign of the times, and my love for you is getting so much stronger.
I don't know that one.
We'll figure it out next time.
Okay.
This time we got to concern ourselves with Cloaca Car.
Oh, and the Pluckers gimmick real quick. It's the same idea as that McDonald's sauce is being charged.
Oh,
but
yeah.
They're trying to make fucking flights out of this shit. Like,
it's a good idea, dude. It's not a bad gimmick.
Oh, flights of sauces?
Yeah, and you dip your wings.
And they made it a
That's kind of like that the dip thing you sent us.
Oh, yeah. That's a gimmick and a half.
So basically, they're turning the sauces, like, it's like hot sauce. Oh, the different types of sauces, I think it gets hotter and hotter. And they turn into a challenge, but you have to buy the sauces.
You got
to
buy your way into the challenge.
Which is a good marketing thing.
Oh, it was
Seems like a gimmick.
It is a gimmick, but it's like, that's going to work.
The overcharged sauce.
People are like, oh, I'm going to do the sauce challenge.
You do the sauce challenge?
Sauce boss is what it's called. The sauce boss challenge.
Sauce boss challenge.
Become a sauce boss.
And it's an upsell for those waiters that don't make anything extra.
Well, I think, wait, are they waiters? They get tipped. We still tip waiters.
What?
Oh, you don't, but we still tip waiters.
What are we talking about? Oh, for the, like at Pluckers?
It's their upsell. Hey, you guys want to try this new thing?
Oh, I see. I thought we were still talking at McDonald's.
Oh, no, we eat Kamiki sauces.
Or Pluckies.
Now we're talking about cloacas.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you guys are ever, like, driving around, and I like to keep my car, like, somewhat tidy. Maybe I'll go, like, a month without washing it.
Yeah.
But I'll typically run it through the car wash because, you know, I like it to look clean. And it's fine to not, but you ever see those people that have the cars that they park under a tree on the reg, and it just has a pile of bird shit on it?
Yeah.
And they're just driving around like that?
It's called armor.
Armor
for sleep.
Well, my question is, like, could you live like that? Or would you just wise up and just park elsewhere? What the fuck?
If you already have, like, a shitty car, like, whenever I've had an old car, it doesn't matter.
I don't give a fuck.
I feel you on that, but I'm talking about letting a pile of shit just gather on
the answer
it.
Because
if I drive long enough, it'll fall off.
So you drive
it
around,
it rains.
Like a punk bitch.
Covered in shit.
Yeah, your car's just covered in shit. You're impressing nobody.
So really, people
are just shaking their heads at you.
So your problem is that I'm punking myself out to a bird.
You're like harming yourself.
A bird for a bird.
Yeah. I just feel like you're
saying that I'm cucking. I'm getting cucked.
Cucked by a cuckle.
Cucked by a cuckoo, dude.
Can't you just park somewhere else? Is there a problem with
that? What if it's your assigned parking spot in a apartment complex?
I mean, I get it. It could be someone's like driveway and the trees are overgrown on the driveway. And
then he's going to say, hey, you need to cut your trees.
No, you need to kill those damn birds. That's what you need to do.
Okay.
So wait. Take a slingshot
and
knock
them out. Trees.
Just make it scary
Fuck
for them
the
to
birds.
Come on
make
your trees.
Make it scary for them.
Yeah, exactly.
Hang some
That's
like,
why they have some places that have like the owls, you know, or like the like
well, yeah, they don't
that
want
come
you,
out.
They don't want the birds shitting in the back porch.
Yeah. It's the same as like someone's car. Have a little respect for yourself. No,
they're hanging an owl from a tree.
So when birds see them, they're just scared of them.
Wait, let me get this straight. If I'm parking under a tree, I need to put a fake owl on the tree?
Yeah.
You could.
Or move.
That's a good idea.
Or move.
Or poison those birds.
You could poison the birds.
You think maybe not only Burrito is bourgeois, but you're also bourgeois for wanting everyone to have clean cars?
Yeah, for not wanting your shit-covered car.
I think there's plenty of space where the birds aren't shitting.
Are you let them eat caking us, dude?
Let them eat boo cake.
Let them eat.
Because that's what's on their car.
Let them eat boo cake, dude.
Yeah, that's what's on their fucking car.
Dude, I'm Marie Antoinette porn where it's let them eat boo cake.
She's got like a pumped up hair and shit.
And a fishbowl.
She's getting glazed.
And then they're like, no, you eat boot cake. And then they all fucking just jizz on her wearing wigs.
And then they cut her head off.
And it falls in the fishbowl.
God damn, man. Fuck.
You want a clip, dude? Let them eat boot cake.
It's a fucking fishbowl that smells like fucking swimming pools.
Yeah. Wait.
That'd be funny, like bumper sticker or something. It's like, let them eat bukkake. Got to work on that.
I don't know. Maybe it doesn't make any sense.
I think you just write let them eat bukkake, and you have like a cartoon drawing of Marie Antoinette.
I like
and
it.
And see,
yeah.
like, see
but not
what
necessarily
happens.
Marie Antoinette. It could look like Jefferson's wife. It's just a character.
Jefferson's
like
wife was black. No,
which,
that was a side
one
trick.
Of them.
You just like you steal the Kirsten Dunst like a still from the
okay.
movie.
Okay.
And you print it.
Would you wear that
against...
shirt?
Let them eat bukkake.
Brian, would you wear that shirt? It looks like a grunge shirt, though.
I don't think
so. It has like
so.
A picture of Marie Antoinette and written in like kind of handwriting. It's like, let them eat bukkake.
No, but I would sell it to Spencer's and get a royalty for it. I wouldn't wear it.
You're stealing ideas now, man.
Well, take it, dude.
Yeah.
That's the new shirt on the shop.
On the shop. It's Cloaca on discount. Cars. It's discount.
Let them eat bukkake.
Cloaca.
Hit it up.
Speaking of bukkake, I got Brian the Bachelor.
What is this?
All right,
I just got more shit to talk about.
You went to a fast food joint on the way here?
Oh, we're just going. Yes. Yeah, kind of. They have fast food there on rollers. It's all a lot of energy drinks. And
so a convenience store slash fast food joint.
And then had the drink stations.
Yep.
But
they got a lot of slushies there.
Yeah, I'm sitting
an insane
in my car getting ready to go in. And I see some Brian's Prey getting ready to walk in
Brian's
there.
Prey.
And for the listeners, what does that mean?
Brian's Prey is
Cougar
just like,
Town.
The answer is like, is she cute? Is she hot? True or false would be answered just with his eyes. It's kind of where we start.
Which is that true, but it's a tough truth.
You would have sex with her.
Usually true. But anyways, so this girl's walking in and red flag number one, this is about Brian the Bachelor's red flags. I'm putting my mindset in what Brian may consider a red flag. Not necessarily Brian McFly. But like Brian the Bachelor, this could be Brian with a Y. It's just like a guy named Brian. You guys have the same name.
Okay. I get it.
You know, we're talking like an archetype here. So she's walking in and she already has like an empty 44-ounce cup from like the drink.
God.
Oh, she's getting a refill?
She's like 7 plus like out of 10. But yeah, she's getting a refill. Brian identified that, but not with, the
slushy?
Upcharge cup. It could be. You could put whatever liquid you want in there, right?
Yeah.
And we're getting to that next point. But, it's not one of those like...
She's wheezing the juice?
You're saying, okay, are you saying that it's like a plastic one or is it like a
styrofoam?
It's the
one that, the disposable one.
Really? Okay.
Oh, no.
Not the styrofoam one, but like one of the thin plastic ones, but not the heavy plastic, like, you
right,
know,
yeah,
truck.
No, yeah, yes.
But, like she's bringing it in because, she's going in for a refill. But it's one of those situations you're going to bring the same cup that they serve up there that doesn't look like a reusable cup and say it's a refill. She's that kind of girl.
She's trying to like say, wait.
It is a refill. It's a
technically
refill.
A refill, but she's using
but
like
it looks like a new one.
Yeah, it looks new.
I don't understand what she's trying to do.
She wants a refill, which is cheaper.
Yeah, refills are cheaper.
So, you respect that though, right?
I respect it, yeah. I would be that kind of guy, but I'm just saying.
Not in your woman,
this
though.
Is the kind of red flag because this girl's going to get her way. Because she's bringing like the cup that's already this disposable one, but she's going to call refill,
okay.
And they're going to give her a refill.
She's getting her way not because she's a woman.
She's being right, but it's just a tacky way of going about it.
She's not getting her way because she's like a woman, which would piss me off. But she's getting her way because they feel sorry for her and they're not going to cause a scene.
Nah, I think it's fair game. I'm just being a bitch about it.
I don't
know what I mean? You would do the same thing.
Yeah.
Maybe I would not do the same thing. I would just pay like the extra 20 cents for like a new cup.
Yeah.
You know, it's not
wait,
like,
is it know? Like a policy where you get like a discount if you bring in the cup, the same cup?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't really know that.
Refill
or
cost.
Like your own cup.
Yeah.
Okay, so, okay.
That's the way convenience stores generally work.
So you she's
can,
not really.
You can tell them refill and they have like a soda refill button that's like a dollar less than a new cup.
Really?
Hey, Burrito, when was the last time you had a soda from a gas station?
You don't drink soda nowadays, do you?
I don't know. Because I don't really drink skin.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's why we're here.
Man, that's crazy.
It's many, many years ago. I don't know. Like,
we're just ne'er-do-wells, man. We don't care for our temples.
I get like iced tea from the...
Yeah, do you ever go to just the fountain drink station and look what they have? Like, ooh, slushies.
Most places don't got shit.
Slushies count the same as sodas. How about that? When was the last time you had a Slurpee of some sort? You don't do those either?
It's been a while. Sometimes on 7-Eleven day, I'll
get a free one.
It's been a while since I got a drink from a place. I just don't get drinks from places.
That's weird. That's the weirdest thing about you, Burrito.
is that I get food.
So
yeah.
You don't get a drink at Quiznos?
No.
That's fine.
That's
and he doesn't tip either, so he's doing the right thing.
Boy, at Quiznos, yeah.
What about like...
Quiznos only good for their sandwiches.
I mean, when you're on a road trip, you get drinks, right?
Yeah.
I got free drinks at work.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I got free drinks
I
at
do
work.
That too.
No, but let's say you're road tripping, like what Gemini said.
Yeah.
Like you stop and get a 44-ounce of something.
No, I fill up a water bottle and take it with me.
God, jeez, this guy's fucking staying hydrated.
That's G-worded, hey, dude.
No way to prove a point.
Hey, Burrito, do you have HydroSeal?
What is HydroSeal?
Are you trying to prove a point right now, dude?
I'm not trying to prove a point.
You fucking coming at my HydroSeals, dude?
I'm not coming at your HydroSeals, bro. That's a bad way to say it.
Dude.
Yeah, squid squirting, you come at my
HydroSeals. Are you coming inside my HydroSeals, dude?
Brother, I usually don't like to stop on road trips. If I do, then I guess it's a long road trip.
Roadhead.
I'll probably be drinking some tea.
God, a nice green tea.
You're so earthy, dude.
His like body some is a tea. Wonderland.
Yeah. His body's a temple and a wonderland.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a wonderland during the day and a... No, I'm sorry. What is it? A temple during the day and a wonderland at night.
It's like the Taj Mahal, or as I like to say...
Toss my balls.
Toss my balls.
Oh, you know what I'll take?
Uh-oh.
Sometimes I'll open up a...
can of whoop ass.
Like a kombucha.
I think you can drink it. Oh. Yeah. Cool. And then make
crack
more?
Crack open a cum?
Pour it into a cup and...
drop some
drink it driving, huh?
You snowball yourself?
You're drinking trace amounts of alcohol on the road, dude?
Dude.
Technically against the law.
Bullshit!
Breaking the law.
Yeah, you can get pulled over.
A booch.
Is that an open container?
Is that a booch, sir?
Step out of the car.
Sir. I said step out of the fucking car!
It is.
He's a fucking cop.
That was Double X Quantimina.
I thought someone did. Jim and I wasn't taking the bait, but...
Oh, I was gonna do it.
I won't stop trying.
Hulute House Financial Advisors. When you gotta move some weight, why wait? Julio LP Diversify Holdings. Flat rate, always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tez today. Or regret it tomorrow. Julio Tez.
You know that stands for Julia, Texas in Spanish?
Julia? Juliet?
Yeah.
This is the news.
Julieta.
Oh. Romeo and Julieta, Texas. North Carolina woman. Oh, Romeo and Juliet lost.
Yeah, that's not what you meant?
Yeah.
Okay.
North Carolina woman fights to keep her fart license plate.
Fart.
Fart. F-A-R-T. The government's fucking trying to crack down and take away our freedom of speech.
Bullshit.
Freedom to express ourselves in the form of fart on our car.
Every state is like this. Oh, I mean, maybe I need to do some research.
Fucking
maybe there's a state that respects freedom out there.
Is there a freedom state? Because I would like to see one.
Yeah,
North
I'd
Carolina,
like
you're not on that list.
Fart? Okay,
yeah.
It's one thing if it says, come on tits on
that's
your license
That's too many
plate.
Letters, I think right?
You can... Well, come on tits.
Oh, no. Yeah, come on. T1T.
So, yeah, there's one thing if you're saying, okay, how about we not let kids read this license plate?
They can't read. Kids can't read.
If they can read, let's Bullshit. Not have them read come on tit.
Sure. We can
fart?
Agree on that. Yeah, fart. They're saying fart.
They wrote a formal letter that fart did stand for something.
Wow.
I don't give
that,
a shit.
I don't
shit.
Even like that they're having to
justify
jumping through these hoops.
What if you just wanted fart on there?
Yeah, that should be enough.
She should get F4RT. What do you think?
Fort?
F4, the number 4.
Ah, that's good.
F4RT.
I think, you know what? Some of these states would shut that down too.
Yeah.
They'd
Bullshit.
Say, I don't care. I know what you're doing. They hate fun and they hate freedom.
Burrito, if you had a custom license plate, what would it say?
I don't know. I never thought about that.
Wow. Well, next episode.
Wallet with $4,000 lost in Times Square. Incredibly
oh,
returned
no.
to owner.
Oh, fuck.
I've had a rough day,
God,
dude. And you're doing this shit to me?
Jesus, he's shitting in your wide open mouth, bro.
Oh, my God.
So you're, maybe
he's
driver's
baby burning
license
you with his butthole.
But I, too, lost a wallet with $4,000 in it.
I've also, oh, wow. I lost, this is my $4,000 wallet.
Would you be a good Samaritan, Brian McFly?
I hate that. Chivalry
okay.
isn't dead.
I'll tell you what, man. This
sure.
is what you do. You take a tax.
Which
you take
is?
A finder's keeper tax.
What's your finder's keeper's tax?
25%.
100%.
So $1,000?
100%.
Finder's keeper's tax is 100%.
No, look. This guy thinks he lost $4,000. You send him $3,000 and his wallet back.
He's pissed
he's
about the thousand.
He ain't saying
he's
shit.
Pissed about the thousand that it's gone.
But what if it was your 4,000?
You don't
4,
think 000? He's you don't think he's practicing
no.
gratitude?
Nope. Nope.
You don't think he's practicing mindfulness and
nope.
gratitude?
He's not staying engaged in the moment. That is what I am sure of.
But you got to think at first
Dude,
you lost
on, he's...
a wallet full of cash and it came back to you.
$1,000
okay.
less.
At first he's happy.
At first he was afraid.
And even when
he
counts,
was petrified.
He counts the 3,000 and he's happy. And then he starts thinking about it. He goes, I should have got the 4,000 back.
It would be worse.
I should have got the 4,000 back.
It's a snowball that would just eat at him as a person. Now he needs to find you and ask you where that other 1,000 is. Now, if he just took all 4,000 and maybe never even gave him his fucking wallet back.
You're right.
It's nobody's problem.
You're right.
You're involving yourself in someone else's bullshit.
Yeah.
So you would return the wallet?
No.
No, man. I'm back. I'm back on not returning anything.
Slapped him in the face. Now he's got sense in his brain.
Let's talk about sense. Shit. The burrito. Would you return the wallet?
Oh, my God.
Burrito. Don't.
Yeah,
come
probably.
On.
What's
he's
your tax?
A hero. Hold on. What's your tax?
This is going to hurt.
This is going to hurt a lot.
What? No, I'm just going to give it.
No!
Where's the wallet,
my
man?
What if now he offers you $500?
Yeah. Let's say he gets the wallet back and he gives you.
What happens?
Yeah, he offers
$500.
You $500 of his finder's fee.
You got to take it?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to take that.
Okay,
let's say he's like
I'd
a
like
crippled
making
old man
a thousand.
With one leg.
Yeah,
I know you have 4,000 bucks in there, dude.
Yeah.
Let's say this feels a little thin, you know what I mean? Yeah. Typical finder's fee is 25%. I could have left with all
of
it.
Gas prices to get here were quite,
you know, I had to meet you in the fucking middle of the day, take off from work.
$500 is barely going to cover
my balls
the, definitely gonna,
you're breaking my balls here. It's a little light.
All right, let's flip it around. Burrito, you lost your wallet.
Yeah.
And this guy came knocking on your door because your driver's license was in there.
Yeah.
And you got $4,000. He knows you got $4,000 in that wallet. What's the reward?
Oh, I'm not giving him anything.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my gosh.
Oosh.
The hypocrisy.
He had us in the first half. But now we back.
Look, okay. I'll tell you what. If I found a wallet with $4,000.
No, Brian. Your wallet's being returned to you. You had $4,000 in it.
$100
You're gonna give $100.
But I'll tell you what,
if I
found a $4,000 wallet and I somehow had intel that the person that lost it would not give
a reward?
I'm definitely not giving it back.
Bullshit.
That kind of person, that kind of fucking person.
They're not practicing gratitude.
They're not practicing gratitude.
And so now it's your purpose in the universe. The universe has assigned you this task. It's now your responsibility to
steal the money.
No, not steal. To teach this person a lesson in gratitude.
That's right.
If they're not able to see through this, well,
but
that's
moving
their
away
journey.
From 100%.
And what is $4,000 in a wallet if not just a burden
to
your happiness?
And he would continue life without it,
or not?
Could be his last 4,000 ever. Before
sure.
he hangs himself.
Jesus.
I was on my way to buy a lot of Godzillas.
Yeah. Also, why do you have $4,000 in a wallet?
That's
serious.
The question.
Okay.
Speaking of stealing, Florida man shoplifts a crossbow by stuffing it down his pants.
Was he wearing JNCOs?
No, it was just a crossbow, so it wasn't
the
very
gene
big.
Of choice.
And it was like just ill-fitting. And
is it
he's just like, but. No, he had a crutch,
is it a combat?
So he would just like do that walk with a crossbow in his pants. But I bring it up because it has two Slam City tropes.
Sure.
The crossbow.
Of course. The most
although
powerful weapon in Slam City.
Nobody was murdered with the crossbow.
Right.
Yeah.
So that part's missing. I get it.
It's a little thin.
Stealing shit by stuffing it down your pants.
Yeah, JNCO specifically.
Yeah. Recently we had a guitar. This time we have a crossbow, so it's like a double time thing.
That's what we are. We're double teaming this thing. Yeah.
Speaking of getting your ass kicked, Florida teacher beaten and hospitalized after attacked by 5-year-old student.
Dude,
what are they feeding those kids in Florida?
They had to fucking intubate her.
That's crazy, though.
Damn.
Like, she just went
crazy?
This
5-year-old fucked her up.
So the 5-year-old just beat her up?
The teacher.
Beat her up.
But that's crazy that a 5-year-old can do that?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Well, I mean, what if it's a super 5-year-old?
What does that mean?
Could you defend yourself against a super 5-year-old?
What is a tell me?
I can defend myself, but can a 90-pound woman defend herself?
She should be able to.
Against a 45-pound super 5-year-old.
She could. If she's good at like jujitsu or
what if the super 5-year-old swept her leg and she tripped and hit her head on the table?
Oh, it's got the 5-year-old has training.
The 5-year-old is equipped.
Ground and pound.
Ground and pound.
Yeah.
He saw his moment. He didn't go for the tap. Ground and pound.
Black belt and knows Krav Maga.
Triangle? Is that something?
He's not triangling. He's going for the ground and pound.
I don't know the difference.
He's not trying to choke her out.
Oh, okay. He's just pounding and grounding.
Ground and pound. Super 5-year-old.
This is insane, though. I'd love to see a video. Wouldn't you kill to see a video?
I don't know about kill, but I'll pay a little bit of money.
I'd throw to the GoFundMe for this video link.
I mean, this kid sucks, dude.
I hate to say it, dude.
I hope this kid gets his ass kicked. I know he's troubled or whatever, but
he's
got
special needs.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Could be.
Come on. Wait, did you
I
already
let you say
that?
All that. Yeah.
You already said it?
That's why I said super five-year-old.
Texting! Julio's going to get you written up, man.
You know?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, Julio's going to write you up for texting on the job. Too.
Yeah, he's right. That's on me. Wow. Well, you know what? You can't just have super five-year-olds beating
Speaking
up people
of being attacked.
On the streets, dude. You got to lock them up. Sorry.
Speaking
Am
of being
I wrong?
Attacked,
it's an unpopular opinion, but you're not wrong.
Lock him up! Okay, man gets harpooned stuck in his penis.
Oh, no.
Because he allegedly didn't make his wife dinner.
Oh, no.
I mean, this. Why do you bring this shit?
This guy went out for drinks.
Why do you bring this junk?
The man making dinner for his wife. So she took out the fucking harpoon and jabbed him.
Okay.
Do you think he deserved this?
Yeah.
Not for not making her dinner. I think she can make her own dinner.
What he should have done was gotten
if he was fucking another chick.
Is that what it was?
No, it was because he was out with his friends getting drinks.
He's out with his fucking bros, dude.
Now he got his dick harpooned. When was the last time you got your dick harpooned?
You know, and you probably, some of the women out there are like, well, he should have been hanging out with his friends.
That's insane.
Well, if your wife would harpoon your cock.
Yeah, I'm not coming home.
I'm hanging out with my bros.
Yeah, you know who's not harpooning my cock? Unless I ask.
And they might because they're bros.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
It's the bro code.
I don't want to do it, but I'll fucking harpoon your dick. That's like what you mean to me, okay?
Hey, I look. I don't want to do it, but I know there's a bro code.
Who's sitting in whose lap right now?
Nobody. Everybody. Listen. What do you want?
Listen, what's in the box?
Listen, if you want me to sound.
What's in the box?
What is it me? Oh, burrito.
The burrito.
The burrito.
Oh, yeah. The burrito. Well, the spoilers. Burrito. It's a box of human heads.
Oh, wow. That is a spoiler.
It was stolen from a truck in Denver.
Wait.
Who
heads?
Stole my heads?
How
these
big
heads
was this
used
box?
Human
from
heads.
Medical research.
Yeah, it's for medical research. It doesn't say how many heads were in this box, so I want us to try and figure it out. The box is 20 by 15 by 18. How many heads?
20
Listen,
by 15 by 18.
I hate to bring this up, but who stole my heads?
Now we got to know how much it weighs.
I'm going
to
say 3. Tops.
And how are they packaged?
You think 3?
Tops.
I don't know.
They could be like in
I think it's 2.
We think how many? Wait, what? How are we? Why
two,
are we?
Right?
You're just randomly guessing?
I'm like, yeah.
How many heads are in this box?
Yes. Practically it's 2, but up to 3 I think could fit in there.
Yeah.
I was thinking something
squeeze 3.
I think a nice round number 4.
But
you
I don't think
maybe
they
there's,
would.
There's ice
there
in there.
And
it's
got
to be on ice too.
I mean, what if it's in like a jar of formaldehyde? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
In a jar.
What if it was like Futurama and they were just all neatly together?
Oh, this is a small ass box.
Yeah, what if they're shrunken heads?
20 by 15 by 18.
That's what he said.
That's what I fucking said.
I wasn't listening.
He was texting, ladies and gentlemen, because he doesn't give a fuck about you.
I wasn't texting. I just wasn't listening.
I mean, I think it's 2.
We don't know, though.
Tops.
There's no, you're guessing like we'll find out.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to tell us.
No.
They didn't tell us.
Who stole my heads?
Did they find the heads?
They didn't. They are still at large.
Oh, they want
the heads are at large.
Yes.
Oh, so what do you think these guys are doing with these heads?
Hey, wait, hold on.
Eating them.
Let's do our diligence and
extracting
put
the DMT.
The tip number 720.
No, no, no. No tips. We don't tip. Not servers.
Not the police.
Not
every
just the penis.
Dictionary
not
definition
the
of tip. We don't
do
that.
All right.
It's the first rule of no tipping club.
J Mark, blank out that number. Thank you.
I deliberately catfished men with a fake dating profile to prove how shallow they are.
I mean, what?
A woman has made it her mission to expose the stupidity of men by setting up a fake profile to reverse catfish men on Hinge. First off, what is reverse catfishing?
Yeah, like dudes are catfishing women.
I don't know.
Dudes are catfishing other dudes pretending to be women.
I think she's just saying that normally men. Wait, I don't understand. Yeah, what is reverse?
She's saying that men are catfishing women.
What is catfishing?
Pretending to be someone you're not.
Yeah, but so she's saying that women don't catfish? Come on.
I've seen the show Catfish. I'd say it's more than 50%.
What's
you know
reverse
what? I'm
going to
start calling women, fat women, second picture broads.
Sure. Face
because
down.
All, yeah.
Second
every
picture.
First pick is just a
face pick.
Dude. Second pick, then you find out what's true, dude. But anyways, I'm actually on board with this woman because I know you don't think I am, but
no.
Normally I hate these ladies. But,
most catfishers pretend to be someone better, more attractive and younger than they are. Ooh. So we're reverse catfish.
Wait, so she's
someone who is more successful or better looking than they indicate online.
That's the but same she's
using
thing.
A, she's using a separate person's profile, like pictures.
Now, so we know how Brian McFly, like in real life,
yeah,
he's the model of the millennium.
Of course.
He makes like six-digit figures. Uh-huh. And fingers. His fingers, yeah.
Are like sausages.
Astronomical. But in his profile, he smooth doesn't even mention dexterous. The fingers.
No. Sure.
Yeah, he talks about a small penis. That's maybe
I'm not
going
to big dick these ladies.
Yeah. No, they need to find out his the real him.
Yeah, so it's just a picture of this like kind sausage. Guy.
It's like
yeah.
a...
Yes.
He writes poetry. No,
that's right.
You
bright
know,
eyes lyrics
like
in my profile.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm...
That's
I'm,
reverse catfishing, right?
I like this woman because she has hatred in her heart for the opposite sex, so I can relate to that.
Kindred spirits.
Kindred spirits. Yeah, sure. We're enemies, but we respect each other.
The frenemy. Enemy of my enemy.
Frenemies.
The enemy of my enemy.
Is my frenemy.
Yes.
That's his album title, Frenemies. That's
man awesome. Sentenced to 3 years in federal prison over Pokemon card.
Bullshit!
Damn.
That happened. Did he steal this card?
No. He used his COVID funds to buy a $57,000 Charizard.
So you're saying he didn't have $57,000 to start with. Somehow got $57,000
right from the COVID relief fund
and spent that $57. Like
no, he got like $85,000.
He
bought
$57
this and some other
card.
Pokemon.
Yeah, but
cards.
How do they know he didn't use the $57,000
because he didn't have any money to begin
savings.
With?
Because he didn't have.
He had
they
$0.
Know how much fucking money he has.
But let's say you
he
did
qualified.
Have 50. You had exactly $57,000.
Well, I think the way you get
then
this,
then you get the $80,000.
Right.
But you start off by handing over a bank statement to prove I don't have any money.
Because you wouldn't have gotten it if you were had 57.
Yeah. And somehow $57,000 got spent on
I can't help you,
card.
Dude. I wanted to help you, but I can't help
now
you.
Now the Charizard is owned by the federal government.
They'll just auction it like that Wu-Tang record.
You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito's always dreamed of being a Japanese potato chip bagger. Despite not being Japanese and moderately concerned he'll run out of breath blowing air into these bags, so lounge on your favorite couch and enjoy these crisp, artisan, farm-to-table headlines. This is Burrito's Nippon News. Segment within a segment.
Within a segment.
Within a segment.
Such conviction, gentlemen.
I don't know how they got that air in those bags, but...
Somehow.
The what in the bags?
The air, man.
What? With a pipe.
Yeah, dude.
That blows air.
Yeah, a pipe.
Maybe they blew the air themselves. Or they farted in it.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Wait, what do you call those things that...
what bags, though?
Billows.
Billow. They use billows.
The bags that they use for packing boxes with, where they put the human heads, they use those airbag things.
Oh.
So it wouldn't be so heavy.
Yeah.
All right.
Japanese potato chip maker to sell potato growing kits.
I hate this.
Didn't even let him finish.
Tell me about it, Burrito.
Yeah, so there's a potato chip maker, Kalbi Potato. You can buy seed potatoes, and then you can also buy a bag of soil that looks like the potato chip bag.
Uh-huh.
You open it up, you put your seed potatoes in there, and you grow it right out of the
Arthur
bag.
Arthur is fuming.
Fucking hates this.
And then
this.
You can take those potatoes, which they use specifically to make potato chips with, and you can make your own Kalbi potato
chips. I like
this, chip.
Dude.
I hate this.
I like it. I think it's cool. I think it's cute. It's something fun to do with
does
your
kid.
Does
it say how long it takes to grow a potato?
That's not the point.
Yeah.
I just think it's funny that...
It's like the make
like
your own
potato
beer
chips.
Kit.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's like brewing your own beer
yeah,
idea.
Hassle.
Like, yeah, this is even worse.
Yeah, because you get a potato.
Yeah.
Because how much does a bag of chips cost?
Right. How much does a potato cost?
Not that much.
You don't even have to grow it yourself.
Unless you're just going to, you know, do the green thumb thing. I can respect that. But if this is to make more potato chips, I'm out.
I'm in. Sign me up, dude.
You need to sit your little sexy ass down.
Wait, what is this? What's this next
Sorry.
One, dude?
Yeah, I just learned of this group.
Oh, I love it.
The Revolutionary Alliance of Unpopular Men.
Hell yeah, sounds like incels.
Yeah.
And I'm in.
A couple months ago, they protested against Christmas on the streets of
Tokyo. Or maybe
Tokyo.
Next, this year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this, they're
time
doing
does
a bit.
Not exist.
They do it every year.
It's a bit.
Oh, wow.
They go and protest all of the...
Fun stuff.
Chicken joints.
All of the holidies that have to do with love.
Oh,
like
wow.
Valentine's Day?
Yeah, Valentine's Day.
They're joking,
for sure.
Though, right?
I don't
like
know.
Butt fucking Friday?
Oh, no. This is something.
Are they fucking
thing.
With butt fucking Friday or no?
I think it has to do with their status like in real life. No, look,
dude, it says crush Christmas. We oppose love capitalism. Freedom not to love. Freedom. I mean, don't get caught up in the love market. I mean, it's, you know.
You wouldn't join this club, Brian?
No, because it's political. If it was like a bit or, I mean, it's a good bit to just like protest things that are fun and nice and sweet. That's fun to get out of there and be like, fuck you.
To add vitriol.
Yeah.
They do say that anyone is able to join the group protest regardless of gender.
Worldwide.
Okay.
Is there dues? Yeah, how much are these dues to join?
I don't know if they have dues.
The only thing it costs is the hate in your heart.
All it costs is your soul, dude.
Yeah. That's a good title. The only cost is the hate in your heart.
Whatever you got to give.
Whatever you have to give, which is the hate in your heart.
Don't steal, though. Don't steal those hearts.
Oh,
see, I thought that was interesting. Maybe we can join.
I would love to. I would try to convince them to stop doing the political stuff. Yeah,
keep with the hate of the love.
Yeah,
that's a great bit.
It's fun.
Speaking of crimes, I don't know.
That's not a crime. The hate in your heart's not a crime.
Nope.
Hokkaido man arrested after daring daylight theft of 141 Super Bowls.
Is this like for super 5-year olds?
What's a Super Bowl?
These Super Bowls are like in
gotchas?
In a gotcha machine.
Oh. He's ripping off vending machines.
Okay, so it says 10:30 in the morning.
It wasn't four o'clock in the fucking morning?
No. Broad daylight. There's a man wearing a ski mask.
See what women
he
have to do with it.
The section of the second floor of the mall where the capsule toy machines are located. He then picked up one of the machines.
Just started bashing.
And just started walking off with it. Oh, no. It had 141 Super Bowls and $16 in coins.
Oh, no.
Someone saw him. The clerk from the place saw him.
Sure.
He yelled out, "I'm not stealing," and then started to run away towards the station, leaving the machine behind.
It's so crazy it might work, dude.
Yeah.
Just tell
him. Don't believe your eyes.
It's a 26-year-old dude, and he said when he was being interrogated that I carried the machine away, but I didn't intend to steal it.
Hey, man, you got it. Hey.
Hey, shoot your shot.
You got to prove intent. you were
intent. That's your job is to prove intent.
Intent.
Maybe I'm just crazy. That's
maybe it. I'm just super. All right.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Boba Runner Booba Get serves you everything in the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not-so-infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, because the crazy one has everything. No substitutions, no. Don't give up your much-done cred by asking for no pickles or no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have everything. Next time you have a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Booba Gets.
I'm who gets, and I gets it, so get it.
Last night, I awoke in a sweat. The cravings rising from deep within my loins. I felt the taste of her belly. Her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent pancita. Where was I to find the greasy slab of fat to satiate that forbidden desires? Then I remembered he conformed country bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, president and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest, all greased up and ready to go. I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries popping and those veins are popping. Thickum. Thickum Farms.
Thickum Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thickum Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or are pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Stick it up your ass.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! I said split! Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Is that too much?
Hit 'em up!